start in online and face-to-face assessment also. So we're talking about those aspects. I think that in 20 years' time, the technology will, and also our methodologies will develop to the extent, because currently I wouldn't say that our higher learning is well equipped to face the learning methodologies. Let's acknowledge that we're all learning now on how to deal with this online delivery methodology, online assessment methodology. It's still a learning curve for all of us. But 20 years from now, I feel like I hope to see the boundaries between online and face-to-face are blurred, and it's each modality has its strengths, and each modality has its own methodology, which helps to target specific needs in the society rather than overlap or overlap with each other. No, these are complementary, two complementary modalities. And one is more advanced, like face-to-face rather than the online. Hopefully in 20 years' time, both of them will undergo a major revision in terms of methodologies to make sure that they meet the demands and they are equally strong and robust for evaluating what we actually want to evaluate rather than what we actually, planned to evaluate. Like the methodology of evaluation actually helps us understand the capacity of the student, of the learner. In terms of the gender, maybe in some professions we would see females outnumbering the males, or vice versa. Like in STEM it would be vice versa. But again, throughout the years, those boundaries will also blur in terms of the gender difference, in terms of the diverse differences in different fields of study, assessment of different fields of study. Each field of study is specific. Let's look at the arts, fine arts, music, nursery. Let's look at the nursery, medical, the dental sciences. Let's look at all other different. They all are unique in their own way. What the problem we are having now is that for majority of them, we have a universal solution. That is the problem. And most of the time, we fail to actually come up with the measurement methods which are accurate and valid for the specific measurement purpose. That is the key problem now. So I hope that in 20 years of time, each field of learning will have its unique set of tools for evaluation, its unique set of methodologies for evaluation, specifically built, purpose-built for that, for evaluating the skills, necessary and knowledge and competencies which are necessary for that specific field of study. And that will be different from STEM. From humanity, the humanities will have its own way, but I wouldn't say that the STEM would be totally different from all other learning areas. Each of the field of learning merits to have its own approach for assessment, tailor-made approach for assessment, so that we could understand, end of the day, whom are we preparing, who is there, where are our gaps, what we should be fixing, so that the learner graduates from the university with a suite of tools and competencies and knowledge and to help him, contribute to the society and to socioeconomic growth of the country.